Going to look at the Samsung 50-inch smart TV today. It's January the 1st, 2018. Happy New Year, if this is your first day hearing this. So let's go. I've got the remote in my hand, and only have the one at the moment. The other remote is on the side, and we don't need it, really. That will turn up and down the soundbar. We're not using the TV speakers. We're using a Samsung soundbar, which is under the TV, and there's a sub to my left, next to the piano, and the TV's directly in front of me. When I power this up, and we found this out, I'm not quite sure why, the Samsung logo doesn't play unless Voice Guide is on. Voice Guide is currently off. I want to show you what it's like to turn it on and all that. It's very strange, but this TV does come on very quickly. I'm pressing this power button now. And we're live. Now what this does, unlike my old TV, which was a Panasonic, is it remembers the last HDMI setting or setting you had. So if you had something that you later switched off, like a games console, and you turned it on, and if Voice Guide was off, you wouldn't get any sound. So it would be necessary at that point to keep trying to hold down the accessibility enable button to see what would happen. The way to do that on this TV, at least, is to hold the button in between the volume up and channel up buttons. There's a button beneath that, which is the which is next to the volume down and channel down buttons, but that's not what we want. So if I hold this button down now, we'll get a menu talking, and this will speak regardless of whether you want it to or not, so that we can do what we need to do. And I'll show you what's in this menu.
Accessibility shortcuts, 11 items, Voice Guide, off.
Voice Guide currently off. I can go down in here.
Audio description off, disabled.
And that's disabled because we're using the Sky Q for HDMI, and so the audio description is controlled by the box, not by the TV. The audio description option is for terrestrial TV.
Subtitle off, disabled. Subtitle mode, normal, disabled. Subtitle language, preferred, disabled. Primary subtitle language, English. Secondary subtitle language, English. High contrast off. Enlarge off. Learn TV remote, disabled. Menu learning screen, disabled.
And a lot of these functions are disabled for reasons outlined above. The last two will be enabled when I enable Voice Guide at the top. So if I go to the very top of the list again,
remote, disabled. Voice Guide off.
I'm going to press the select button now.
Set to on.
Now Voice Guide is set to on.
Audio description off, disabled.
So I can now press the exit button and come out of the menus, and it should probably say HDMI 1 Sky.
HDMI 1 Sky.
Which it did. So now the up and down buttons, left and right, don't work. And I think it's watching gold. So the TV is now live. And if I turn it off, it'll make an off noise. Louder than anything else, by the way. I'm not quite sure why that's the case, but it is. And if I turn it on...
Audio and optical.
Oh, you should do me a favour.
We get the boot up. I'm not quite sure why only with the Voice Guide enabled, unless the sound setting is set to quiet or off when Voice Guide is off. And if that's the case, I'll have my wife look at it and see if we can make it do it when it's on off as well. Because sometimes, as I say, if you're turning it on without speech and you don't know that the person before you left it on an HDMI input that is now silent, you wouldn't know if it's on or off necessarily. Of course, you can always find a workaround. You can use Seeing AI or something on Android, but still. So anyway, we're in Sky. And there's a lot of buttons on this remote. I'm not going to tell you about what all they do, but I will tell you that at least on the top left is power, on the top right is source, and there's nothing in between it. The power button is above number one, the source button is above number three. So obviously you know below that's the numeric keypad. And there's a learn remote section anyway, which I will go through, because why not? So I won't tell you, but I'll show you. So let's hold the button down again, the mute button, between the volume up and channel up.
Accessibility shortcuts, 11 items, Voice Guide.
Now let's go all the way down, second item from the bottom.
Menu learning screen, learn TV remote.
Learn TV remote. I'll show you what's in here.
Press a button on the remote control to hear voice information about it. Press the return button twice consecutively to return to the previous screen. If you press the power button, the TV turns off. With the frame, art mode is activated when the power button is pressed.
Okay, so now we're in a, if you notice, the TV's gone very quiet. This means we can press buttons on the remote. So if I go basically not power and press the source button.
Source.
It just says source. And we have numbers below that.
1, 2, 3.
So we know all those. After 789.
789.
Left of 0 we have.
Teletext.
Teletext. Right of 0 we have.
Previous channel. Select to toggle between the current channel and the last channel viewed.
Select to toggle between the previous channel and the last channel viewed. Below that is the mute button.
Mute. Press and hold for accessibility menu.
So this is in case you guys decide you want to get a TV like this in the near future and you are unsure how to do this. Now, when I read the PDF manual for this, I don't know if it was me misunderstanding because I'm blind and stupid or because it read really like that. It said hold the volume up for accessibility options. And when I did that, the TV got louder and louder and louder and louder and louder through the TV speakers because I hadn't yet set it up to only come through the soundbar, thus optical out. And I thought, let me try something else. I'll try the button in between it. And I just tried. There was no one in the house at the time when I set this up, by the way, so I just guessed. And I ended up being right. So that was kind of cool. So to the left of mute.
Move upwards to increase the volume.
And the volume rocker. It's a rocker switch.
Move downwards to decrease the volume.
I should also add, by the way, that I'm not using the Samsung Smart Remote. I'm using the default remote because I think it either didn't come in my box or it's not included in this TV or I just didn't look properly. I'm going to go upstairs after this demo is done and actually look for the Smart Remote very thoroughly in the box, but I don't actually think it came with it. It says it is in the literature on Amazon, but I haven't seen it. To the right of the mute.
Move upwards to increase the channel number.
And this one is broken speech. Someone typed something in wrong when I pressed the down channel. Listen to this.
Move downwards to discress the channel number.
To discress. Not decrease, but discress. Below the mute is...
Channel list.
Channel list. And that doesn't say much else. And that's what the three rows, or three columns of buttons, two in a row, rocker switch, volume up, down, and then two separate buttons, mute and channel list, then channel up and down, and there's a dot on the channel up, by the way. Below that, on the left, under the volume down, we have...
Menu. Opens menu to change settings.
And next to menu...
Smart Hub.
Smart Hub. I'm going to talk about that later. To the right of Smart Hub...
Guide. Press and hold for channel list.
Underneath the menu...
Record. Select to record current program when watching TV.
That will only work with terrestrial TV. And I don't know if there's any internal memory or if I have to connect an external hard drive, which you can do with this TV. There are two USB 2 ports on the TV, three HDMI. I wanted to do another stream, by the way, of this and multi-track it, but the TV has two 3.5mm outputs. Well, sorry, it has two 3.5mm jacks, but I don't think any of them are headphones. I tried to make headphones work. I got a click when I plug something in, but I didn't get any audio out of it. So they might just be component composite video ins, I'm not certain. I will recheck the manual at a later date. But I thought I was going to do something really clever and have my audio and the TV speakers, or the soundbar I should say, and headphone out as well, but it didn't work out as planned, so never mind. So next to the...
Record. Select to record current program when watching TV.
We get the middle of the up and down, left, right, sort of D-pad, so...
Up arrow.
The up arrow is in between those, and then on the right of the record and the up arrow...
Info. Show further information on the current program while watching TV or in the program guide.
So that's what that does. Underneath this, we have left, OK, and right. As you might expect, if you can picture it, there's a cross.
Left arrow. Select. Right arrow.
And then underneath that, on the left... Sorry, underneath the left arrow...
Return. Press and hold to exit.
The return key, which they say you must double press to exit this setup that we're in, which makes sense.
Down arrow.
Down arrow, and to the right of down arrow...
Exit. Press to return to live TV.
Press to return to live TV. So it's quite a nice, honestly, it's quite a nice setup. I do get occasionally confused because...
Record. Select to record current program when watching TV.
The record button to the left of the up arrow, sounds complicated, is underneath the menu button. Or to put it another way, menu button is above the record button, which in turn is to the left of the up arrow. Are you confused yet? Okay, great. If you are, I've done my job. Underneath the...
Return. Press and hold to exit.
Are the colour buttons.
Red. Green. Yellow. Blue.
Underneath that?
Picture size. Picture mode. Accessibility menu.
And that one didn't speak. Why?
Stop.
Okay.
Select to stop playback of recorded programmes, current recordings and time shift.
We're at the last three rows of the control now. So red, green, yellow, blue is row one. Above, well, in between the
green
and the
yellow
button is the
down arrow.
So it's sort of the down arrow points between those two buttons, if that makes sense. And then underneath the
picture size
and the accessibility stuff, the last row of buttons on the remote.
Rewind. Play. Pause. Fast forward.
So it's a bit of an unusual transport layout. Stop is above.
Stop. Sit fast forward.
is above the fast forward key and play to the right of the rewind key.
Pause.
It's not how I would have chose to lay it out, but it doesn't matter, I didn't write the remote. So I can now, if I come out of here, I can press the exit button twice, see if I can get the right button first time.
Return.
Oh, the return button, sorry.
To exit.
Okay.
Return. Accessibility guidance to items. Learn TV remote. Visually impaired users can hear audio description of the remote control functions. When you move the focus to the desired button, you will hear voice guide describe the button with the button expanded on the screen. To exit from this function, press the return button twice.
And that's what we did. So I will now press exit.
HDMI 1 Skype.
And we're back on live TV. So that was the exploration of the remote. It's a very compact and actually very nice to use remote, all told. So, let's talk about the source button and what it can do for you. What I've realized about this TV is that a lot of functions can be done a couple of different ways, because I can go to the smart hub and still access the source. But I can also press the source button and still get to the smart hub. But I will show you what source does anyway. So that is the first option you get to in source. It's the last option that you used. When I go to the left,
sources, six items, TV.
Now, there's nothing connected to our antenna in on this TV, so it's not going to do anything. So if I go to the right, there are three HDMI ports.
PC, HDMI 2.
It thinks there's a PC on HDMI 2. There's actually a multitude of things because there's an HDMI switch box. It includes two PCs, my server machine and my desktop, and an Apple TV, and sometimes an Amazon Fire Stick.
Unknown.
And HDMI 3 is the two games consoles, the Xbox and the Wii, Wii U. And it says unknown. Sometimes it knows what it is and sometimes it doesn't. I think it picks it up. But you can also go up, by the way. I'm going to go up into this menu.
Edit mode, two items, add to home.
Yeah. You can add to home. And if I go up one more,
edit.
I can choose edit. And if I go into edit,
unknown.
It says unknown. And this is actually a list of things that you can select it to be.
Cable box, game console, PC, Blu-ray player, home theater system. Okay, button.
Now I'm going to actually select games console. It's forgotten it again. I'm not quite sure why it keeps forgetting, but I'll do it button. Anyway.
Available now on the... Okay, button.
Well, I would.
Home theater system.
Okay, I had to go left.
Blu-ray play, PC, game console.
Right, I've gone and selected that. It didn't make a noise to tell me. Actually, it made a noise to tell me I've selected it, but it didn't say anything.
Button.
And now I'm going to go down to OK.
HD game console, HDMI 3.
So now it's labeled.
PC, HDMI 2. Game console, HDMI 3.
Very nice. To the right?
NAS, network.
NAS is actually my NAS, my network attached storage, which is DLNA. And I will show you a bit of this actually, because it's nice that it reads all the folder structure. Here we go.
DLNA, NAS, three items, music.
And it's kind of a tile type thing. It's not the most friendly layout, but it's usable.
Video. Music. Photo. Video.
So photo is below music, and if I go to the right from photo, it goes to video. If I go to the right from music, it goes to, guess what, video. So it's a triangular weird layout. It's not very nice, and I'm not sure if I can get it into list view. I haven't spent too much time in here because the kids have been happily playing games consoles, and wife has been watching Blue Planet on BBC iPlayer, which in 4K looks amazing, by the way. And Netflix. I'm going to show you the Netflix app in a bit. But yes, I can play stuff from my network attached storage like this.
Loading video three items, upper folder.
Upper folder. And we'll go to the right.
TV stuff.
I'm going to TV stuff.
TV stuff six items, upper folder. Comic relief.
I'm going to the right.
How to make your marriage work.
And if you see it went from C to H.
Comic
if
relief.
I go across to C and go down.
Friday night dinner.
There's the F I wanted to find. Go into here.
Friday night dinner five, season two. Season three. Filter by, all. Friday night dinner, season four.
Show season four.
Season 47, items, upper folder.
Season 47. There are some weird issues with the TTS in this thing. No spacing or bad spacing. It's all a bit strange, but it works. You know, the fact that it does what it does, it's okay.
To the carpet, MP4. Upper folder. To the carpet cleaner, MP4.
Now, interestingly enough, I went from left, upper folder, to one to the right, thinking it would be tiled that way, but it wasn't. And that landed me on number two. So do I go down?
One, the two tunnies, MP4.
Yes, I go down. So if I now try and remember where the info button is, which I think is to the right of zero, it might tell me info, but I think it's not that button. No sounds, so okay. Is it to the right of the Smart Hub button. No, apparently not. I did this once because I wanted to show you what kind of info. It's like properties, as it were.
Find the funeral MP4. Information, title, find the funeral, duration. 22:39, last saved, 30/08/2016. Format, MP4, size. 857.71 megabytes, resolution, 1912x1072, location, maze, OK, button.
OK, it's to the right of the up arrow button. There are still sometimes I get confused. I mean, I've had this TV 48 hours, basically. So, pardon season my four, silliness seven, there.
Items, find the funeral MP4.
I'll get better at this. So, let me show you what happens.
For the pajamas MP4. To the carpet cleaner MP4. Upper folder, 1B2Tunnies MP4.
I'm going to click on this. And this is coming across the network. Now, bear in mind that the TV and the NAS are on gigabit Ethernet, but it loads incredibly quickly. Check this out.
1B2Tunnies MP4 pause button.
And it's just playing. No username or password required because I set up the NAS for DLNA and it's now just playing, literally that quickly. It's quite impressive, all told. And it's seamless. I had my wife watch an episode of this and I said to her, is it jerky, is it grainy, is it doing any buffering or, you know, picture jitter? And she said, not at all, it's perfectly fine. So if you wanted to set up a something like this, if you have a NAS or even a Windows machine, you can set up your media to do what it's supposed to do. It works really, really very quickly. So that's what you can do. We'll go back into the Smart Hub now.
Smart Hub, 16 items, source.
I'm going to show you all of the items in the Smart Hub. So I will go across. I've just hit the pause button from the actual bottom row of the controllers, as we heard earlier. So
slow rewind button, play button.
Oh, it's gone back there. So let me go back into Smart Hub again.
Smart Hub, 16 items, source.
Source.
Search. Apps.
Search. Apps to the right.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Amazon Video.
Amazon Video.
BBC iPlayer.
BBC iPlayer.
ITV Hub.
ITV Hub.
Google Play Movies.
I haven't looked at the ITV Hub or Google Play Movies yet. I know that iPlayer is inaccessible. I'm going to show you what that looks like, what an inaccessible app looks like. I don't know if it wasn't coded by Samsung or if it was and it's just not yet voice guide ready, not certain.
Facebook.
All four.
Music.
Internet.
My five.
YouTube.
YouTube Kids.
That's the last thing on our item. The YouTube app, I think, is accessible as well. I think my wife signed into her account. But let me show you the inaccessible BBC iPlayer at the moment. It's not the end of the world, by the way, because I can always cast from the iPlayer app to the telly. I think I can. YouTube certainly allows me to do that. When I click the YouTube TV button on my phone, I can send it to the TV.
Facebook, Google, BBC iPlayer.
Also, the responsiveness. There are times when it lags, but if you listen to when I hit the remote, from when to time I hit the remote and to when it talks.
ITV Hub, BBC iPlayer, Amazon Video, BBC.
So it's quite responsive. Press.
Facebook.
It moves fairly quickly. You know, for a telly, it's not a computer in the conventional sense. It's not going to be your NVDA or your JAWS, but it works quite well.
Google Play Movies, Amazon Netflix.
Oops, I've gone too far.
Amazon Video, BBC iPlayer.
BBC iPlayer. This is the inaccessible app.
BBC iPlayer, loading. BBC iPlayer, document web.
Document web. Yeah, doesn't read. Up, down, left, right, nothing. No sound, nothing. No, nothing, sound, nothing. So that is the inaccessible BBC iPlayer app. If I clicked about five times into something, probably something would play, but I don't know what it would play, and it might scare me, and scare you too. So we won't do that, but the fact is it's there, and my wife can use it. And she watched Blue Planet on it last night, and she was amazed by the quality. Hopefully, in a future update, this will actually talk. I'd be curious to know if anybody has a different TV other than Samsung that talks, and if they've had any luck with this, because I want to know if iPlayer talks on other platforms, maybe the Sony Bravias, or do LG do talking TVs yet? Not sure. Anyway, let's try Netflix. That does talk.
Smart Hub, 16 items, BBC iPlayer, Amazon Video, Netflix.
Also, did you notice when I went back into the Smart Hub, it remembered where I was previously, and thus it took me straight back to the same menu item. Without speech, that would be quite awkward. Because, do the menus wrap? Let me go left as many times as
Access
I can.
Source, settings.
Okay, so they don't. You could do the county thing. So settings,
source,
search,
apps,
Netflix. But you'd have to have someone come in and show you all the menus and help you memorize them. And also, because you can delete and add apps, your children or your partner might come in and add a few apps just to throw you off sideways a bit and mess you up. So, let's go into here.
On the profile selection screen, who's watching Netflix? Kirsten.
And now Kirsten. I'm on the profile list.
Jake.
Can I watch?
Kirsten. Jake.
Now we talked about lagginess. This is more laggy. Press.
Domica and Iona.
Press.
And. One of five buttons.
So we'll log in as me.
On the browse screen. In the spotlight row. One title in this row. Black Mirror. Watch season 4 now. The sleek world of tomorrow offers opportunities beyond our wildest dreams. At a price out of our worst nightmares. Play.
It's playing an advertisement for Netflix, I think, now. Fair enough.
Hello?
Let me go down.
In the continue watching for and row. 11 titles in this row.
Are you going to read me the title, or just tell me that there are titles?
Anger. Black Mirror. Angus, Mongs and Perfect Snogging. 1 hour and 36 minutes remaining.
Go to the right.
Black Mirror. Season 4, Episode 2. 32 minutes remaining.
And because I was watching that on my phone earlier this morning, I can click that and it should start playing. Hopefully with AD as well. Let's try.
On the details screen for Black Mirror. Resume S4. F2. 1 of 6 buttons.
What's to the right?
Watch Season 4 now. This sci-fi anthology series...
Down?
Play from beginning. Resume S4. F2.
Okay, that's button 1. Down.
Play from beginning. Episodes and more.
Audio
and subtitles. 4 of 6. Add to my list.
Add to my list.
Rated thumbs up. Change rating. 6 of 6 buttons.
Very nice. Let's go to the top then.
Play from beginning. Resume S4. F2. 1 of 6
Let's
buttons.
Click it and see how it works.
Watch see. Playing. 32 minutes, 13 seconds remaining.
Okay.
Press okay to pause.
That's fine, but don't talk all over everything, yeah? Do we have AD? I don't think we have AD. Let me pause that a second.
31 minutes, 58 seconds remaining.
Have rewound it?
Press. Skipped back, 17 seconds.
All right, I'm pressing
minutes,
left and right.
Seconds remaining.
And that
press
is going
okay
back. I'm going down.
Press okay to play. Press up for more options.
Okay, up for more options.
In options menu, audio and subtitles.
Yes, go in here.
Press down for play controls. Subtitles. 1 of 6 buttons. Off. Arabic.
Oh, no.
Off.
May go to the
currently
right.
Selected.
Where's audio?
In options menu, audio and subtitles. Press down for play controls.
I'm trying to get to audio description, so I'm going to show you what it's like. I haven't done this yet, so pardon my slowness here. I do beg your pardon, everyone.
Play from beginning. Audio and subtitles.
Yeah,
press down for play
I want that.
Subtitles. 1 of 6 buttons. Off. Currently selected.
How do I get to audio? I'm going to the right. No. Down.
Arabic. English CC. French. Polish. Traditional Chinese. Audio. 1 of 12 buttons. Brazilian Portuguese 5.1.
Ah, okay.
Brazilian Portuguese. English 5.1. English.
Just English.
English audio description 5.1.
Oh, right.
English audio description.
So if I click the 5.1.
English audio description 5.1. Press select to choose English audio description 5.1.
Which
in options
I did.
Menu. Audio and
subtitles. And
I go
down.
Press down for play controls. Press OK to play.
And I went down.
Press up for more options.
What's the problem with this is that it's more laggy than the default, the native apps. So when I'm doing things, it's actually responding, but it's taking a while to talk. So it actually did a lot of things in the short space of time, but speech didn't show that. Okay.
It dropped.
Playing.
Ah.
31 minutes, 58 seconds remaining.
Dog. Away from the fence towards the curb.
Now we have AD. Now I don't want to spoil Black Mirror for you, so I'm not going to play any more than that. But the fact that it did that and I was able to set it up, alright, it took ages, but it worked, is better than nothing at all. I'm cool with that. Are you cool with that? I hope so. Alright. Now, let me show you what the menu's structure is like in this TV, out of curiosity, because you might want to know. So let me go in the menu.
Menu, 5 items, picture.
So there are 5 options. Picture.
Sound.
Broadcasting,
disabled. Broadcasting,
disabled.
General. Support. Support.
And nothing else. My bad. I obviously can't count. So if we look in picture at the top.
Picture. Picture, 3 items. Picture mode, standard.
Picture mode, standard.
Picture size settings, 16:9 standard, disabled.
16:9 disabled.
Expert settings.
And expert settings. And it's another submenu. In here we have...
Expert settings, 19 items. Backlight, 18.
Backlight, 18.
Brightness, 0.
Brightness, 0.
Contrast, 100.
Contrast, 100.
Sharpness, 50.
Sharpness, 50.
Color, 50.
Color, 50.
Tint GR, green 50, red 50.
Tint.
Apply picture settings, all sources. Digital clean view, on. Auto motion plus settings, auto. Contrast enhancer, high. HDR plus mode off. Film mode off, disabled. Color tone, standard. White balance. Gamma, street point 2084. Street point 20840.
There's a lot of options in here, you know.
RGB only mode off. Color space settings, native. Reset picture.
And that's all of that in the expert settings.
Picture.
A lot of stuff. In sound.
Sound. Sound, four items. Sound output, audio out optical.
So when I go into here, I can enable audio out optical or TV speaker. And TV speaker will also send it out the audio optical, by the way. But then the volume buttons on the remote will control the TV speaker. When I set it to audio out optical, the volume control does nothing. It just goes ding in a nice sort of G-type way. So when I go down from here...
Sound mode, standard, disabled.
Sound mode, standard.
Wi-Fi speaker surround setup, disabled.
Wi-Fi speaker surround setup.
Expert settings.
And expert settings.
Expert settings, 7 items. Balance, disabled.
Balance, disabled.
Woofer and equalizer, disabled.
Woofer and equalizer.
HDMI input audio format, PCM.
Input format, PCM.
Digital output audio format, PCM.
Mm-hmm.
Audio delay, 0. Sound feedback, high.
Sound reset feedback, sound. High. So I need to check that without speech and see if the sound feedback is still high. I don't know the answer to that.
Sound, 4 items.
Next menu option.
Five. Broadcasting,
broadcasting
disabled.
Is disabled.
General.
General.
General, 7 items. Network.
Network, about network status and all sorts of things. Wired is currently the way it is. I'm not going to do wireless with this TV.
System manager.
System manager. This is interesting. I'll show you this.
System manager, 9 items. Time.
Time.
Language, English, disabled. Device name, TV Samsung 6 Series 50. View notifications.
This is here where you'd review notifications if there are any software updates and things, as I understand it. We haven't got any software updates, no notifications. I tried to look for some, but there's nothing to show for it.
Samsung account. Change PIN.
Samsung account. I did make one. I'm not sure exactly what the point of it was, but I did make one.
Auto protection time, 2 hours.
Auto protection time. Now, I don't know if it switches off after that time if you don't touch it, or if it feels like there's nothing coming out of the display.
Smart security.
And then...
Usage mode, home
usage mode.
Usage
mode, home mode. Retail mode is for when you use it in the shop, and that's what's the other option in here, is retail mode. And I think that's when you have the TV on a display, and so if you change settings after a set time, they will just revert to factory, which is actually quite a clever idea.
General, 7 items. External device manager.
External device manager is quite interesting.
End external device manager, 7 items. AnyLit plus HDMI CAC, on.
The CAC, I don't remember what that does, actually. I have to revert to the manual, but it's on.
Game mode off, disabled.
Game mode off, disabled.
HDMI UHD color.
HDMI UHD color. And that's something you set on a per HDMI port, as I understand it. I don't, again, remember exactly what that does.
HDMI black level, low, disabled.
Black level, low, disabled.
DivX video on demand.
DivX video on demand. You'd have to sign up for that, and I think it's a paid thing, DivX.
Keyboard manager.
Keyboard manager. This you can set when you plug a USB keyboard in, which I do have one in, by the way, which allows you to type and use the keyboard as a remote if you want to as well. So that's quite useful. I use it to enter a password. I don't mind typing on this remote because it's just QWERTY layout, so you just go up and down and left and right and click things. But having a keyboard is a little faster, you know.
Device connection manager.
Device connection manager. Yes, this is quite interesting.
Device connection manager, 2 items. Access notification, first time only.
The first time only when you connect a new device to the telly.
Device list.
And it shows the device list. My phone is in here because I use the Samsung Smart View software. And you can pipe music or pictures or video to your TV from your phone.
Device list, no equipment stored, close button.
Well, there was my phone in here, maybe it forgot after a while. But that's okay. Re-adding it is not difficult.
Device connection manager, 2 items. External device manager, 7 items. Device connection manager.
And
keyboard manager.
Oh, that's the last thing in there. So out of here.
General, 7 items. Eco solution.
Eco solution. I think this is where you can set the...
Eco solution, 5 items. Ambient light detection, on.
Oh yeah, ambient light detection and such things. Are you going to talk?
Minimum backlight, 7. Energy saving mode off. Motion lighting, on. Auto power off, on.
Auto power off. Yeah, I wonder what the time is for that. I haven't looked into all of the settings in here, but these are some of the things you can
accessibility.
Do. And accessibility.
Smart features.
We're going to look at that in a minute. I'm going to come back to
all
that.
Smart features, two items. Auto run smart hub on.
Auto run the smart hub.
Auto run last app on.
Auto run last app on as well. So that's quite nice.
General, seven, start setup, disabled.
Start setup is disabled at the moment.
Okay,
right, it's accessibility time.
Accessibility, seven items. Voice guide settings on.
So let's go into the voice guide settings and show you what we can do. Now, Jakob's TV, a friend of mine in Estonia, he is able to actually change the voice type. On this TV, apparently I can't. It's just this voice or no voice in English.
Voice guide settings, four items. Voice guide on.
Voice guide on.
Volume medium.
Volume medium.
Speed fast.
Speed fast.
Pitch low.
Pitch low. I found that the middle pitch, which I will change.
Three items low. Medium. Set to medium. Voice guide settings, four items.
I just found it quite irritating. And high, I haven't even tried. Let's try high.
Set to high. Voice guide speed fast. Pitch high. High pitch three items low.
So low.
Set to low speed.
Now let's try the speed.
Speed five items fast. Normal.
Fast, normal.
Fast, very fast.
Oh, there's a very fast, is there?
Set to very fast. Voice guide settings, four items. Speed, very fast.
Oh, that's actually still intelligible. I know that sometimes when you have these weird TVs, that when you get that speed, it's actually not.
Very speed, fine, fast, normal.
So let's see what their normal is.
Set to normal. Voice guide volume, medium. Speed, normal.
Oh, dear.
Speed, slow.
I'm...
Very slow.
I'm worried now. Very slow should be terrifying.
Set to very slow. Voice guide settings, four items. Speed, ooh. Very slow.
Can you hear the stretching?
Volume, medium. Voice guide on.
Oh, lovely. Can we just go back to...
High.
Oh, no, not there.
Speed, very... Speed, normal. Fast. Set to fast.
Okay,
voice
great.
Guide settings, four items. Speed, fast.
2019 would be here if I didn't do that.
Accessibility audio description settings off, disabled.
Can't get to a lot of these because, as I say, most of these are actually for terrestrial television and you have to do subtitles from your HDMI piece of equipment of choice. So can't do much about a lot of these. The last thing in the list, which is about learning the menus, reads a huge, and you only get to hear it once, and then you've got to go out and go back in, a huge list of things that happen when you go into menus. I'm not going to show you that, but it does read a massive thing. Now, there are no, as far as I know, there's no way to get into sort of a screen reader mode where you can review things because, excuse me, occasionally I've come up with options or times when it just has a close button or an OK button and it's not that obvious. And there's no way to review it other than with something else like seeing AI, as said earlier. So you just either have to assume that OK is OK or no is yes or yes is no or not. So it can be a little irritating in a certain way, but it's only slight.
Smart Hub, 16 items, Netflix.
Oh, I didn't do that. It just bounced out of the menu. I guess the menu timed out. But that's okay.
So apps.
Just briefly, the kind of apps that you can get here. I didn't do that.
Apps Editor's Choice Category 20. Items Megacast Voice Guide is not available for all apps.
Yes, it does say that. Voice Guide is not available for all apps.
Advertisement.
Right, so when I've gone up...
Sign out.
The very top of this list, it's a grid sort of thing. Sign out is at the very top.
Advertisement.
Advertisement next down.
Editor's choice category 20. Items Megacast voice guide is not available for all apps.
Megacast is the first thing I come to.
World Poker Tour.
World Poker Tour.
NYTVVG. Start.
Start?
Here's TV.
Just start?
Radio by MyTuna. FM radio stations for free.
Okay.
Showmax. NIMITV. The Karaoke Channel TV app. Audi.
So that's some of the options in that section. What section is this? We go up.
Editor's choice.
Editor's choice.
Most popular category 10 items. Netflix voice guide is not available for all apps.
Netflix. In the most popular category, YouTube.
ITV Hub.
ITV Hub.
All four. MyFive.
MyFive.
Tune in. Smart IPTV.
Smart IPTV.
Facebook.
TV Cast.
GLWRZ.
Ah. Now, I wonder...
Facebook, Smart IPTV, Facebook.
Hold on.
TV Cast.
If I press the info button, will it tell me more about the app? No. That's a shame, because I wanted to know about the app, but it doesn't tell me. Oh, well, it was a good thought. Maybe if I go into it, it would tell me. Because obviously I don't just want to click it and it download. So let's try. Join me on my first adventure into an app that I haven't yet installed.
Loading. TV cast video 3.5 stars. Check the app permissions by selecting more in the information area. By selecting install, you agree to grant those permissions to this app install button.
No, I don't want to install it. I want to know about it.
More information button.
Yeah.
Scrunchot list 3 items. Scrunchots 1.
Scrunchot. I love the voice in this. More information. Just amazing. Button. Okay, so let's see if you wanted to find out more information about an app, because I've not done this yet, by the way. So.
More information rated. All ages size. 1025 MB available. 254.04 megabytes. Developer. Toolkit consulting. With video and TV cast, you can browse through the web and stream any web video from your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch or Android device to your Samsung Smart TV. Please download the corresponding iOS app or Android app on your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch or Android device. The iOS app is called Video and TV Cast for Samsung Smart TV. The Android app is called Video and TV Cast Samsung TV Happy Casting. Information, updated. 07-12-2017, latest version. 1.12.3, languages. English, developer info, Samsung at videotvcast.com, http://videotvcast.com, app permissions, reading system information. Checking whether a device supports 3D and getting information about the effects of 3D mode, capturing key events on input devices. For example, TV remote control, OK button.
So that's a lot of info there, and as I say, you cannot review it. You listen to it once, and if you miss a bit, tough. So it would be very nice if they could have some way of allowing us to review what we've heard previously, but we can't, so, you know, it is what it is. Also, it did say there was some internal storage going on. I didn't know about this. I'm going to, again, have to. I've got a lot of homework to do, don't I? I haven't checked the manual for that sort of thing. I don't know how much internal storage is available to apps and how you would add more. There's no SD card slot in the side of this TV like there was my previous one. Do I just chuck a USB stick on it and say, you're right, you can install to this? All these things I'd love to know, so I will at least find out. But...
More information button.
There we go. And I'm going to return this to Sky because I don't want people to turn on the TV and have to be in the app. So I'll hit the source button at the top right.
NAS network.
And it's on NAS. It remembered that. Wow, all the way back in the
game console,
in the day.
HDM PC, HDM Sky, HDMI 1.
Click.
This is HDMI 1 Sky.
Find out that not only is metal.
Only fools and horses. So, ladies and gentlemen. What I tried to say before was thank you for listening, and if you got through all of this, have yourself a virtual 2018 cookie. If you have any comments or questions, get in touch in the usual ways. Tweet me, drop a comment, however you prefer. I'd be more than happy to hear from you, and I hope that we'll do more demos like this in the future. If you found this of any use, or if you're planning to buy a TV, at least a Samsung, at least you'll have some idea of what to expect. Let me turn the TV off and get out of your hair. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.